Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
She's watching the taxi driver, he pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She says, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat washing his cape. She's dressed, watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name like Lois Lane. And she smiles, oh, the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up in his arms. Yeah. In his arms. Yeah. Waiting for Superman. She's out on the corner trying to catch a glimpse. Nothing's making sense. She's been chasing an answer, a sign lost in the abyss. This metropolis, she said. Yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the five and dime, saving the day. She said, if life was a movie, then it wouldn't end like this. Left without a kiss, still she smiles.
Wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge. I need a shrink, I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking, nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking, I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, chumps get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold, dump I will spin, rumple, silken in a haystack.
Maybe I need a straight jacket. Face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along
with
try to see what's going on. So just hold on. So like I said, we apologize, you know, just probably just a little bit stuff conflicting and all that good stuff going on. So just hold on there. We're just going to have to give him like a minute or so for him to try to call back. Then we're just going to get started. So probably what's going to happen is whatever time we have left, we're just going to like keep it just going for the next 15 minutes or so. So yeah, guys, just going to have to hang on for a bit. So, probably as soon as you get on there, and let's see, I have nothing else to play, so I can't upload anything, which kind of sucks. So, let's just talk about AJ Lee. So, surprisingly, as of today, she's no longer with WWE. Well, wrestling-wise, she's, as in in-ring wrestling, she retired from that aspect. But I guess how they're doing it doesn't mean that she's, you know, officially done with the WWE or whatnot, or however they're going to, you know, spin it. But truth of the matter is she's done with the WWE, and just who knows where it's going to go from there. But, I know there are some people that's happy that she's not back and, well, that she's gone. I don't know, just I guess there was people that wasn't into her in the first place, so. Because you got people that wasn't into her in the first place, and you got people that, like, highly respect her. Maybe not a fan, but they highly respect her. Then you just got some people that just, like, big fans and, like, sad to see her go. But I guess things happen for a reason, and what more can you do on that situation? And so, God, I apologize. Like, I'm still trying to talk to the guy and see if he called back. I don't know why he hung up. It just kind of sucks, you know. Like I said, I apologize, you guys. So, wait a minute. Here we go. Okay.
Hey, how you
doing? Doing pretty good.
Joseph the Heart Attack Kid Andrews is here.
Oh, yeah. I was going to wonder why you hanging up earlier, and I was just like, just about to switch. And Then why turn around? You were gone.
Yeah, I was just, I think my call dropped some kind of way. I was left out. I was holding this thing. I was. How's it going tonight?
Oh, pretty good. Just relaxing and just watching the game.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's what's going on with me. So now let's just get on with you. So what got you into the wrestling business?
Okay, it all started, it's kind of funny, my nephew and I got two nephews, they's like my best, my best friends. So we was all hanging out, we was just sitting around just talking about our dreams and everything. And my dreams as a wrestler, I've been having that dream since I was 5 years old. Oh, yes, all the way back from Tommy Wildfire Rich, Junkyard Dog, Dusty Rose, and the list go on. So, anyway, we got on the subject about going to the wrestling school. And I was like, okay. You know, I think it was more like that, the boots talking to them. But the next day, I was still serious. And then I went to the wrestling school in 1999. So with that, did the training. I was trained by a guy named Mike Modest, which is the same school, the Great Khali, that's where the Spike Douglas and Crash Holly also went to. It's called APW, All Pro Wrestling Boot Camp in Northern California. And so then I lost my mother. My mother passed away. God bless her death. And then so. Then I got to out, and I just wanted to step away from wrestling for a while because I was under a lot of stress. So one day I was in Kroger's grocery, buying some groceries, and a six year old kid no motivate me. He said, "Are you the Heart Attack Kid?" I said, "Yes." And he said, "Did you used to wrestle?" I said, "Yes." He said, "I got a question. Do you still have what it takes?" And I'm like, wow, whoo. Those are strong words come from a six-year-old kid. So ever since then, I've been getting my training on and getting crunked. I had a match. And actually, I got a match coming up next Saturday on April the 11th. I'll be facing a guy named James Childress. He's a newcomer in the business, and I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, okay. Seems like some of a good history, especially like the passing with your mother. I do apologize about that. So if that doesn't give you like motivated, especially when a kid would say that, then I don't know what will. But how long you been wrestling for? So that was
I started the whole thing.
Go ahead.
Yeah, since 99. I got into business in 1999. And I did it for about a year, about 2 years. And then up until then, and then this time around, I've been back in the business 2 years, and then about two years ago. So I'm in the best shape. At 46 years old, I'm in the best shape that I was even when I was in my 20s.
Can't complain about that. But your big, like, accomplishments that you have in the wrestling so far?
Oh, yes. As of now, I'm with this new company. It's like a new company. It's pretty much ran by Rocky King. Rocky King runs a company called BWA. And right now, I'm working on, I'm starting from the bottom and then, you know what I'm saying, working on some tighter shots because I'm interested in some tighter. So right now I've been taking on non-tighter matches. So I was in a battle royal 2 weeks ago. And, I feel short. I can feel that this time I can step in the ring, something's going to change here, especially if it's a tighter on the line.
Oh, okay. Oh, crap. You still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just making sure because my laptop just kind of crashed and all that stuff. So, Anyways, the fairs that's in the area that you're at now, like, what type of fairs that you, like, currently in right now, that's in your, the area that you're in right now?
Okay, yes, good. I'm glad you. I'm in the area, have you ever heard of Atlanta, Georgia? I'm over here in the
Yeah,
Atlanta,
I've been there before.
Oh, okay, pretty interesting, huh? But yeah. I'm in the southern. I'm more like in the down south in the Georgia area. So I'm doing independent. I'm taking on independent wrestlers. So all promoters and bookers are more than welcome to give me a shout on my fan page. It's on Facebook. It's Joseph the Heart Attack Kid with two D's at the end. But I've been doing more like in Georgia, but I am free to travel. I'm no more interested to go on into Florida, California, and stuff. So I'm basically just communicating with different bookers and promoters and meeting different wrestlers. I met Bob Armstrong 2 weeks ago, and it was a very pleasure to meet him, and I have a great deal of respect for him. And as well as Chick Donovan. And next Saturday, I will be in the same locker room as NWO member Buff Bagwell.
Oh, nice. I think I seen like that was going on, that he was going to be down there. So must be the promotion that you were talking about that I probably just saw earlier today.
Yes.
Okay. Any matches that you can recall that, you know, was one of your, like, greatest moments?
Oh, it wasn't my greatest moment. I did a ladder match. Been a scaffold match, but it changed and it turned into a ladder match. So I've first time I ever been in a ladder match. I'm like, I don't know what to expect. I'm going to be in a ladder match. So that means ladders and everything can be used in the ring. So I was great deal. I'm a great fan of the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. I seen him and the Bad Guy Razor Ramon in the ladder match, and that amazes me so much. And since I've gotten into business, I always wanted to be in a ladder match. But I've been in tag team match. I've been in 25 minute battle royal matches, but I've never been in a ladder match. That was one of my fantasies. I did it. That's what everybody did. I did so good in the ladder match. It's a 25-minute bout. And we did it, me and my partner. We took our time, and we did great. No one got hurt, you know. I felt it the next day. With my ice badge on my head. But, yes, I had a ladder match, and that was one of my biggest fantasies as growing up, getting into the sports of this business. And I finally achieved my goal. I did just give myself a pat on the back. The Heart Attack Kid got crunk again.
Okay, that seemed like it was good. But let's see now. Like, get back to like wrestling. Well, though we're still on the subject. But is there any like independent areas that you would like to work for, either if it's not in the Georgia area or somewhere else?
Well, my goals are, Miss Leonard, if you're familiar with Exotic Asian Street and Miss Leonard, they actually make my wrestling gear. They make my wrestling gear. And it would be such a privilege to someday to be working down in the Guthrie, Florida area and do shows with them, because I'm open to anywhere in the South Georgia, Florida, Alabama, area. I'm free to travel due to the booking. So I'm always wanting to go reach out to different bookers and promoters and other wrestlers. And anybody that on in the locker room that would like to wrestle, I would love the rest of them, because I could do this all night long. This is what we do. We get crunk up in the hood. Yes.
All right. That's
yes,
cool.
I'm definitely looking forward to wrestling anyone in the Georgia, the Florida areas, anyone that hears about the heart attack kids, a lot of people are going to see more of the heart attack kids. And I'm going to ask, during the weeks to come, you are going to receive a lot of postings on my Facebook, which Joseph Andrews, and fan page is Joseph the Heart Attack Kid with two D's at the end. So you will be seeing a lot of more of my matches, you know, and it's going to get deeper and deeper.
And I hope everybody heard that, so, and I believe they did. But although I know we got a few minutes left, like a little short time, what will be your dream match?
Okay, my dream match. I would like to, since I've been wrestling with OSW wrestling, that's old school wrestling, I would like to wrestle Bullet Bob Armstrong. And someday, I would like to meet Booker T. And I would like to have a match with Booker T.
Yeah, he is.
Somewhere down
the
line.
So, yeah, I can see that. I can see that happening someday. And he is, like, a good person to get to know as well. And, of course, you know how good he is in the ring, so ain't no complaining about that. Although we probably only got time for one more question, but what is the future hold for the Heart Attack Kid?
Okay, the future hold is, actually now, I'm from a town called Millersville, Georgia. I was born and raised in the town of Millersville, Georgia, but I reside in Atlanta, Georgia. But I always represent Millersville. Wherever I go, Millersville, Georgia will be great. I represent Millersville. And for all the people, so that's my trademark. I always tell people everything stops right here.
All right, pretty good. Like I said, I appreciate you calling the show and being on here, so I appreciate you being on here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me. You know, it would be such a pleasure to do the interview with you guys. And you guys are my favorite, you know. And I shout out to all the fans around the Georgia area, and you will see more of the Heart Attack Kid, Joseph Andrews.
All right, cool. Thank you very much, and hopefully talk to you soon.
My pleasure.
All right, have a good night. That was the Heart Attack Kid, Joseph Andrews, everyone. Wrestling fans, the website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com, is kind of out for the moment, so hopefully within a week or two, it'll be back up and running. Let's see. We got brand-new T-shirts for sale, $10 for local. Everywhere else is $15, so hopefully you guys get a chance to look at them on Facebook. Also, look for us on MySpace. Also, follow us on Twitter as well, and subscribe to our videos on YouTube. I know we got another show tomorrow that we got to do. It'll be 2 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock Eastern. And as of this coming Thursday, Clapback will be on Thursdays from that point on, all summer long. So hopefully you guys get to listen to upcoming shows, and I'm going to try to get more guests and stuff like that. So hopefully y'all can enjoy the interviews. But until then, this is Artrell, and hopefully I get to listen to you guys tomorrow. Just hopefully nothing don't happen, but hopefully you get to listen to me tomorrow. So check us back at 2 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Good night, everybody.